Daniels. St. Helena, California, October 5th, 1910. Elder Daniels. My dear brother, I am encouraged, as I see by your letters, that the Lord is giving you a precious experience. Many things have been opened to me regarding the sacred work resting upon the ministers of the gospel. Every one who ministers in word and doctrine is to prepare for his sacred calling by diligently searching the scriptures. The word of God contains rules of life for men of all classes and all vocations. Examples are found in the word of inspiration to meet the cases of all. By earnest prayer and diligent research, God's workers may become giants in an understanding of Bible doctrine and an appreciation of the practical lessons of Christ. The hearts of all should hunger and thirst after righteousness. The minds of the servants of God are to be cleansed from all cheapness, that they may be prepared to understand the lessons of Christ and bring from the storehouse of God's word things new and old. The word of life is to come from human lips. The work for the Jews, as outlined in the 11th chapter of Romans, is a work that is to be treated with special wisdom. It is a work that must not be ignored. The wisdom of God must come to our people. In all wisdom and righteousness, we must clear the King's highway. The Jews are to be given every opportunity of coming to the light. The world is filled with errors and fables, but the time has come when fables must not enter into our experience. Every truly converted soul is given divine knowledge. The Lord would have you gird on the armor and have full confidence that while the world is teeming with error of all kinds, those who have the light of truth will be given wisdom from on high. Keep close to the side of Jesus. The time has come when the Lord says, "Go forward and cultivate the abilities I have entrusted to you." The world is filled with false sentiments. Lift up the banner of Bible truth. The cause of God needs men who are making spiritual advancement. In the future, more than in the past, sensational and absurd theories will be put forth. We are to keep close to the Word, that we may have clearness of mind to discern these fallacies. The cause of God needs men of intellect, men and women of thought, who are well versed in the Scriptures and who will not become discouraged. Those who know the power that the sanctifying influence of truth has upon the heart must tell of this power over and over again. Thus, they will exert a persuasive influence over others. He who has given us the most solemn truth ever given to mortals designs that we should rise higher and higher to a state of perfection. Every step that we take is to be a step heavenward. The Lord expects us to do true, faithful work. Those standing in responsible positions are to guard carefully the spirit and words and actions. Elder Daniels, men are called for at this time who understand how to meet the needs of the people. There are many who are filled with sentiments of unbelief and who will have to be treated as a faithful physician would treat a diseased person who does not realize his condition. By earnest prayer and encouraging words, we must strengthen those who are weak in faith. In helping such souls, we shall just as surely help ourselves. Thus, we shall obtain victories. I am much pleased to see by your letters that you are coming into contact with men who know not the truth. I am glad that you could meet with ministers not of our faith and speak words that will lead them to stop and think. In the spirit and power of the gospel, you can speak to them in language that will make an impression upon their minds. I am much encouraged to see that you realize something of the greatness of the work to be done. The truth is to convict many who do not realize that there are higher attainments for them. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 to 27. Take time, wherever you are, to take physical exercise. You will find this a great benefit to you. Encourage all our ministers to do every day some work that will exercise their muscles. I will close this up now, as I have other letters to write. Your sister in Christ.